This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Emma Brule. Emma's from the Fireweed Dance Company with the Sitka Friends of Dance, and I understand they have a show coming up this coming weekend. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, tell us a little bit about this dance company that you're in and what's happening this weekend.
So we have a performance coming up this Saturday at 7 p.m. It's called the Fireweed Dance Theater Performance, and it's being put on by Sitka Friends of Dance, which is a nonprofit in association with Sitka Studio of Dance. Sitka Friends of Dance puts on the Nutcracker as well as the Fireweed performance in the spring.
All right. How long have you been a member of this company?
5 years since I was in eighth grade, I think. And so I'm the longest current member of the company.
Right. Now, there's a distinction between the this particular company that does the dance theater on Saturday and the rest of the dancers. And what is that?
So the Fireweed company are students that are willing to put in a lot of extra time and practice in order to perform. There's auditions in the fall, and from that, dance students are selected to be part of the group. And then the big difference really is who puts it on, which is Sitka Friends of Dance, which is a nonprofit, which means that Melinda puts in just a huge amount of time and effort, and as do all the choreographers, and do not get paid for it. So it's really a group effort, and it's a pretty amazing thing.
Melinda McAdams, is that who we're speaking of?
Yes, Melinda McAdams, the director and owner of Sitka Studio of Dance.
Right. Okay, now this show, what we're doing here is we like to focus on the high schoolers in town here. We deviate from that on occasion here, but let's give a little shout out to the rest of the high school members who are part of this dance company that you're involved in, the Fireweed Dance Company.
Right, so there's three seniors this year, Shanti Friedman, Leon Clare, and myself, and we will be doing a dance especially for the three of us, as it is our last year, and that will be with Laura Turcotte singing and accompanied by Celia Lubin on guitar, so that will be danced with live music. And then the other high schoolers in the company are Kaya DeGay, Nicoya Bautista, Sienna Reed, who attends Mount Edgecombe High School, and Emma Combs and Allie Venenberg, who is a freshman this year at Sitka High School.
Great. So good participation from the high school. Do you know how many dance members there are in the whole Sitka Friends of Dance program? Do you have any idea?
Well, there's at least 150 people that go into the Nutcracker each year. The people in the company is probably more like 15 students.
Right. I mean, I have a little grandniece that's a six-year-old, and she goes to some dance classes on at least a weekly basis. Is that
right?
Is there a different age groups? Like, you came up from at a young age yourself, correct?
Right. Yeah. The Sitka Studio of Dance has quite a few students spanning ages from 3 or 4 all the way up to adults who are taking classes.
Let's go into your background then a little bit. There's my segue into, when did you start, Emma?
I would have been 4. I was in the studio's first creative movement class, and from there I've taken class every year through Ruby Ballet all the way up to Sapphire. We call them gems. And Sapphire I've been in for 4 years, which is the highest class available.
And I suspect as you've gotten older, you've spent more time doing the dancing. Yeah.
Certainly, especially with company. It's a lot of extra time. I'm there just about every day of the week, except for Friday. But dancing probably an hour and a half every night, if not more. And then on the weekends with company, Leon and I are both in 7 dances, which is the most in the company. And usually we're there for about 5 hours on Saturday. And I'm usually there on Sunday, too.
So during your high school career, the dancing has been a full-time, full, all-year-round type of endeavor?
It's during the school year, so okay. It is, I guess, compared to other sports, it is a long season, but we don't dance in the summer unless we're doing our own individual classes.
Right. So, you know, that's a lot of time. I mean, I know you're in other activities. You've been in DDF, and you're currently in soccer even. Where do you find the time to do stuff like this?
It's exciting. Keeps you on your toes, I think.
Right.
It's always a bit of a struggle to figure out what you can do and how to fit in homework and things like that. But I think it's such a great activity. I wouldn't want to lose it.
Right. I'm curious of whether or not you're going to, you know, you're a senior. You're going to go to college. I understand. Are you going to do any dancing after your high school career?
I would hope so. I think that dance, much like swimming or a couple other sports, is definitely a lifetime activity where it's something that you can do from 4 to adulthood.
Right.
And I think I hope to seek that out.
Right. It's not something you want to do professionally, or is it?
No, it's not something I... Right. Would hope to do professionally.
Right. It would seem to me any community you go to, though, you can get involved in some kind of amateur program where they're doing things like we do here in Sitka, correct?
Right. And for me, the reason I love Fireweed so much is the fact that I'm dancing with girls that I'm taking class with every day of the week and spending all of this time with, and there's really a great group of people there, and the reason I love it is for the people I'm spending time with.
And, right. What do you think you're going to be able to take away from your career in the dance studio here in Sitka to your future endeavors after going to school and beyond?
Well, dance is certainly a time commitment, and it's pretty high expectations in a lot of different ways. I think that being that committed to something for so many years has taught me a lot about following through on things, being responsible, organized. It's given me a lot of life skills I think that would translate well to a job or to school, even with really being committed to something.
Are you the type that will, when you're in your travels and going to school, will seek out going to view dancing, you know, going to the ballet or things like that? Is this something, art appreciation type of thing that's happened with you?
Certainly, certainly. I am always excited to see dance here in Sitka and seek that out. And opportunities elsewhere is always exciting. When you've put so much time into something, it's really great to see what other people are doing with dance.
That's great. Well, Emma, let's go over the particulars of the Fireweed Dance Theater that's happening this Saturday night. It's at the Performing Arts Center, correct?
Correct.
And what time does it start?
It's at 7 p.m., and it's about an hour and a half show, tops. We've got a huge selection of different dance types. It's a really varied show this year. There's 12 dances and 6 different choreographers. We have hip-hop, jazz, ballet, as well as some point, and a couple different age groups of people. And tap. We have a tap solo. That's going to be very exciting.
Well, a lot of variety, that sounds like.
Certainly.
And some live music, you told us
yes,
earlier.
Yes, live music.
Great. So, and where can anyone buy their tickets from?
Either from the individual dancers or from Old Harbor Books. They will be on sale.
Well, Emma, thanks very much for taking the time to share with us a little bit about your dance career. And we'll be excited. Hopefully, there will be a great turnout for the Fireweed Dance Theater, which is this Saturday night, March 8th,
yes,
at the Performing Arts Center. So I'd like to thank Emma again for coming in. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.